Let's read together Numbers chapter 1. In this chapter, we have a census taken of the children of Israel. This census was taken after the children of Israel had come out of Egypt, but before they began their wilderness wanderings. Numbers chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man from every tribe, each one of the head of his father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you. From Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur." Now from verse 6 through verse 15, we have the names of the men from the other tribes of Israel which helped Moses with the census. Verse 16, "These were chosen from the congregation, leaders of their father's tribes, heads of the divisions in Israel. Then Moses and Aaron took these men who had been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they recited their ancestry by families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, each one individually. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest son, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. And now from verse 22 down through verse 43, we have the numbered men 20 years old and upward from the other tribes of Israel. Verse 44, "These are the ones who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered, with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one representing his father's house. So all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their father's houses from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war in Israel, all who were numbered were 603,550. Let's begin our study of the book of Numbers with some background notes. Numbers, the fourth book of the Bible, was written by Moses along with the other books of the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. We see from verse 1 that the setting of the book begins 1 year and 1 month after the children of Israel left Egypt, and 1 month after the tabernacle was set up, according to the date given in Exodus 40, verse 17. We see that the setting at the end of the book of Numbers is the plains of Moab opposite Jericho, right before the children of Israel crossed over Jordan at the time of the conquest. I'm reading the last verse of the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 36, verse 13. "These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded the children of Israel by the hand of Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho." Numbers 36, verse 13. So the content of the book of Numbers has to do with the events and experiences of the children of Israel from their time at Mount Sinai until they were ready to enter the promised land under the leadership of Joshua. So the time span covered in the book of Numbers is approximately 40 years and includes the wanderings of God's people because of their unbelief. Thus, one of the themes of Numbers is wilderness wanderings, the wilderness wanderings. And there is a lot of practical application in this book for wandering Christians. The reason the book is entitled Numbers in our English Bibles is quite obvious. There are two numberings in the book. One here in chapter 1, before the wilderness wanderings, and one in chapter 26, after the wilderness wanderings. Well, so much for our background notes. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this first chapter of the book of Numbers. Doctrinal point number 1, God expects his people to maintain order. God expects his people to maintain order. We see from verse 3 that the primary reason for this census was for military purposes. They were to number all the males from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war. Now, this was not the first census taken of the children of Israel. We read in Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 through 16, of a census that was taken for the purpose of financial support for the tabernacle. We read in Exodus chapter 38, verse 26, that the total men 20 years and older in this earlier census was 603,550 men. I'm reading Exodus 38, verse 26. For everyone included in the numbering from 20 years old and above, for 603,550 men. That's Exodus 38, verse 26. We see that this is the same total that we have here for this census taken here in Numbers chapter 1, verse 46. All who were numbered were 603,550. So we have the same number there in Exodus 38 as well as here in Numbers chapter 1. And yet it looks like it's two different censuses that were taken. Now this is not surprising, because the census taken in the book of Exodus was only about 9 months before this time. Most likely, the number of 19-year-olds that turned 20 during this interim was about the same number of older men who died off during the same time. Now, what possible doctrinal points or teaching points can we glean from this first chapter of Numbers? This chapter that many of you skip over in your reading through the Bible, right? Well, certainly one lesson that we can glean from this chapter is that God expects his people to maintain order. God did not want his people to be an unorganized mass of traveling Bedouins in the desert. No. Each tribe was not only numbered, but everyone was registered by name according to their families and households. God expects his people to maintain order today for worship and service. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, instructions are given concerning worship in the church, and the passage concludes with verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40. Now we are not limiting nor quenching the Holy Spirit when worship and service to the Lord are done properly and in an orderly manner. God expects his people to maintain order. Doctrine point number 2. God expects his people to maintain holiness. God expects his people to maintain holiness. Verses 47 through 54. But the Levites, this is Numbers chapter 1 now, but the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribe. For the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, only the tribe of Levi you shall not number, nor take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings, and over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, everyone by his own camp, everyone by his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they did. The tribe of Levi had the special responsibility of caring for everything associated with the tabernacle. In fact, the Levites were to protect the tabernacle from any desecration. They were to maintain the holy character of God's dwelling place in the midst of his people. The same is true today. God expects his people to maintain holiness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we read about some believers that had died because they had participated in the Lord's Supper with unconfessed sin. The holy character of the Lord's table was not being maintained. I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 29 and 30. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. That is, they had died. God had taken them home to heaven. Disciplinary death. The holy character of the Lord's table is not being maintained. God must judge his people when they fail to maintain holiness. Now, this applies to all areas of life because 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16 says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" Let's take as an example, maintaining holiness in the area of jokes. God has a sense of humor, and he has made us with a sense of humor. So there are times and places for jokes. But there are also times and places that are not for jokes. And jokes, as you know, can go too far and lower the holy character of sacred things. Even Christians are not immune from desecrating holy things. So let's be careful. God expects his people to maintain holiness. Now, what about practical application from Numbers chapter 1? Assume the clarity of Scripture. Assume the clarity of Scripture. This is a principle of biblical hermeneutics, that is, biblical interpretation. This principle of hermeneutics certainly applies here in reference to the big numbers contained in this chapter. Listen, if there were 603,550 men 20 years of age and older, as verse 46 says, then there were several million people in the camp of Israel. Now, some scholars have trouble with such a large number of people coming out of Egypt and surviving in the wilderness for 40 years. So they try to lower the totals given here for the different tribes. They try various ways, but it doesn't work without tampering with the straightforward meaning of the text. They don't assume the clarity of Scripture. Now, there's no problem with these large numbers if you believe what the Bible says about God miraculously leading his people through the Red Sea and miraculously providing for them in the wilderness. You know, I remember listening to a lecture a few years ago given by a biblical scholar who did not believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. He was trying to build a case that the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt was not several million people, but only a relatively few number of people. Many of the Jews were already in the land of Canaan and had never gone down to Egypt, in his view. Well, I just happened to be reading Numbers chapter 1 at that time in my devotional reading, and God used it in my life at that time. I realized that to ignore the clarity of Scripture results in having to tear whole chapters out of the Bible. So don't practice bad hermeneutics. Assume the clarity of Scripture.